And the house perhaps you moved into in Moss Point.
Well, of course, we lived in several houses. Now we lived in four different houses. The last one, Dollar Moore, the one that my father bought. A year before he died. We lived in a pretty big house over there west of Moss Point. And another close up beside his business, liver stable, lumber taking business. And we lived in one of the biggest houses up there called the Chester Mill Place. It's still there. And it had four rooms upstairs and four rooms downstairs, and an L with a dining room and kitchen. You know, in the old southern houses, plantation houses, I don't think we knew what they were doing. They built the houses strong with high ceilings because heat goes up and high windows, and it'll escape out the top. And cool air will come in and circulate around. Then they built the kitchen and dining room as sort of an annex from the rear. And it was what you might call a breezeway in between. Uh-huh. And that's where it looked like everything gathered out there, farm equipment, machinery, and furniture. But the idea was that fire was more likely to start in the kitchen. And you had a better chance of saving the house by fighting it in that detached part.
Did they ever have a name for it? Did they ever call it the kitchen house or separate part, or was it always just called the kitchen?
That was just the kitchen. It was. In that house, it was this annex or extension was divided lengthwise halves, kitchen and dining room. The dining room was more of an assembly place for kids. Of course, we were eating there, but the table was where we studied at night. And by golly, we studied. Those days, kids did homework. A teacher would have two or more grades in a room that she just couldn't give attention to.
Yeah.
She signed work to it. You had to do it at home. You had a lot of help from parents. We didn't have any distractions. We didn't have it. The only distraction we had was books. No, they had a telephone, but then, gosh, not many places to talk to. Television, radio, newspapers would come in at about noon. Telephone. By God, I got a granddaughter comes over to our house because she can have a telephone now. By God, she can talk for an hour. Go back then, she calls some little friend. Calls the boy. Well, anyhow. Let's sit back comfortable, what they do, the hell they talk about, I don't know. Of course, the kids can do that. They do that everywhere now. Some places, I know it's a telephone directory, some pharmacy and part school, I have, they listed Mr. and Ms. So-and-so, and give the number, and then underneath I have children, and another number.
I've seen that too.
Get out there, hell, as long as the kids are there talking, it's all right. Granddaughter comes over and sings to us because she can talk, and her mother doesn't get after her, or nobody else wants to hear the song.
Yeah.
It's very interesting show. This country here isn't typical of the South, having the architecture, those type of homes with the columns and front porches, wisteria growing over the poles, magnolia tree out there. And not much of that. The trees are oak and pine and cedar. And the houses just don't follow the type. I was in Georgia one time. What's the name of that town? Newland, Georgia, I believe. Okay, well, I was going up there. I think that way back then, I was going up in Tennessee and changed trains. I walked around that town, and it was just magnificent. All the homes had cars, so streets of fire.
That's a rich town.
Mm-hmm.
It was said once that Noonan had the richest per capita income of any city in the nation.
Well, they showed it in my home. That was back in 19... What was that? After I came back from the Army, we had bond drive in this country, Victory Bond Drive, and I was publicity chap for this county. And I know after it was over, we exceeded the quota, the Secretary of